This news update's being brought to you by Sure. Better health, better life. Are you sure? And Flannery Auto Mall, located a mile east of downtown Bad Axe. As well as Morrell Equipment, your local LS Tractor Bad Boy Zero Turn Mower dealer, with a large selection of brand new golf carts in their new location on North M53, just east of Meyer in Bad Axe. Good afternoon from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at the news for the hour. The Putman family has shared new details about the recovery progress of relatives injured in the late September crash that killed three of their family members. In a post Wednesday on the Growing Up Putman family Facebook page, they reported Gia remains in stable condition after experiencing elevated blood pressure and intracranial pressure, and doctors have removed her chest tube. Noah is showing steady improvement through occupational and cognitive therapy and is able to talk, eat, and move more each day. According to the update, Blake, Lulu, and Alina have all been released from the hospital. The September 26th crash happened when a tractor trailer failed to stop at a sign on Hurd's Corner Road and struck the Putman family's SUV at Deckerville Road. That's according to Tuscola County Sheriff's Department. And Coats for Kids will be available for families in need October the 18th. The distribution will take place at St. Francis Borgia Hall, located on Michigan Avenue in Pigeon. The hours for coat pickup are 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Saturday. For further information or assistance, contact Linda Oshiger at lindalee2129@gmail.com or by phone at 989-453-2383. St. Borgia Hall is part of Our Lady of Perpetual Help Parish and is located at 15 Muller Street, Pigeon, Michigan, close to Michigan Avenue. Hackers and scammers are no longer interested in just stealing thousands of dollars from bank accounts and credit cards of others. Some of their sites are set on higher paydays of mortgaging or selling a home belonging to someone else without the homeowner's knowledge until it's too late. The Tuscola County Register of Deeds, Marion Brandt, implemented a property record notification alert system that's helped to protect against that. A property owner in Tuscola County can sign up for protection on the county's Register of Deeds website to get notification alerts regarding their property. A notice will be sent if a property owner's name or real estate property is used. Property fraud is where a party fraudulently records documents against another person's property in an attempt to take ownership in order to sell it or use it as collateral for a loan or mortgage. Real property fraud is a fast-growing crime that's even more damaging than identity theft, as it puts a person's home at risk. The property record notification alerts, a free service provided by GovOS and our office, in order to reduce fraudulent recorded documents that can affect a person's property, according to Brandt. The Property Record Notification Alerts, a free service offered by Tuscola County's Register of Deeds.
We've been waiting. We've been watching the progress. And now Morrell Equipment's new location at the north end of Bad Axe is now open. That's right. Morrell Equipment, your Thumb Area LS Tractor Dealer of the Thumb in Eastern Michigan, is now open in their new facility just east of the Meyer store on North M53 in Bad Axe, bringing you even more convenience, a better selection, and top-notch service. From 25 horsepower to 101 horsepower LS compact to heavy-duty LS utility tractor and attachments, stop by and see why LS tractors are the best value for your hard-earned dollar.
This is Kevin Morrell. Whether you're tackling farm work, landscaping, or heavy-duty projects, LS tractors deliver the power, reliability, and efficiency you need.
Right now, get up to 120 months 0% financing with approved credit. Morrell
Morrell Equipment is now open in our brand new location on North M53, just east of Meyer in Bad Axe. Morrell Equipment is open Monday through Friday from 8:30 a.m. till 4:30 p.m. and Saturdays from 8:30 a.m. till noon.
LS Tractor, start blue, stay blue.
Stop by and see our large selection of Bad Boy lawnmowers. Huge fall discounts and 0% financing is available.
And for your obituaries today, on October 8th, Andrew Michael Lapka passed away at age 72. Andrew was born July 26, 1953 in Bad Axe, and on October 27, 2000, he went on to marry the love of his life, Susan Townley. Andrew is survived by his wife of 25 years, Susan, his daughter Heather, his grandson Scott, his son Matt, and granddaughters Kayla, and Emily. In keeping with his wishes, cremation has taken place and there will be no service. Condolences can be shared with the family at www.kaufmanfuneralhome.com. Shannon Cage Rapuski, 53, of Ubley, passed away on October 9th. She was born in Pigeon, Michigan on December 22, 1971. She is survived by her husband, Dave, her sons, Matthew and Trevor, and Tyler, and her granddaughter, Macy. A celebration of life and remembrance be held on Sunday, October 19th at 1 p.m. at the Ubley Fox Hunters Club, with readings and reflections from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m., followed by lunch and drinks. You can share your condolences at kaufmanfuneralhome.com. Stephen Robert Keel, age 60, formerly a Bad Axe, passed away Friday, October 10th. He was born August 11, 1965, in Harbor Beach. He is survived by his son, Zachary, his brothers, Gary and David, and his sisters, Catherine and Carol. A private family ceremony will take place at a later date, and condolences can be shared at kaufmanfuneralhome.com. And Jason White, age 49, of Elkton, passed away on Sunday, October the 12th, in Sandusky. He was born October 22, 1975, in Cass City. He is survived by his mother, Marie, his children, Timothy, Elena, and Katie, and granddaughter, Gracelyn. There will be visitation 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. Wednesday at the Ransford Funeral Home in Pigeon. Graveside services be at 11:30 Wednesday, October 22nd at Colfax Township Cemetery in Bad Axe. Memorials can be made to the family, and they were assisted with arrangements by the Ransford Funeral Home in Pigeon. Friends and family can share memories, thoughts, and prayers online at ransfordfuneralhome.com.
At Sure Health, we pride ourselves in understanding what our communities need because most of us grew up here. Dr. Liz Milligan is here with me right now, and it's safe to say you understand that and then some.
Yeah, grew up on a cash crop farm, still just, you know, something that's really a part of you when that's what your family does. It's more than a career. It's a lifestyle and it's a way that you go about things.
And how does that mindset tie back into healthcare?
So much of medicine and healthcare is education. And I definitely think the farming mindset of just the work is done when the work is done, right? That wholesome salt of the earth kind of community and lifestyle is what has been ingrained into me.
Dr. Liz Milligan is now seeing patients at Sure Primary Care Bad Axe. Learn more about Dr. Milligan by going to sure.org and make your appointment today. Sure Health. Better health. Better life. Are you sure?
Wildfire season in the western United States has resulted in thousands of acres burned this month. Firefighters have contained several major blazes, but hot and windy weather has hampered efforts. Communities have come together to support evacuation centers. Some highways remain closed due to advancing flames, and air quality warnings have been issued for cities near affected areas. Authorities are urging caution as conditions remain unpredictable. India and Canada agreed on a new roadmap to mend diplomatic relations after tension over a separatist killing. They plan to cooperate in trade, agriculture, and minerals going forward. Both sides want to reset ties for greater stability and economic growth. The announcement followed meetings in New Delhi. Analysts believe this signals a turning point in bilateral relations, and watchers anticipate new agreements will be signed in the coming months. And that's been your news for you this hour from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And by Sure Better Life, Are You Sure? And Flannery Auto Mall, located a mile east of downtown Bad Axe. Morel Equipment, your local LS Tractor, Bad Boy zero-turn mower dealer with a large selection of brand-new golf carts in their new location north of M53, just east of Meyer in Bad Axe.
Riding along in my automobile.
It's time for you to go to the mall, the Flannery Auto Mall. Lease a 2026 Chevrolet Silverado Crew Cab LT for $313 per month. You get heated seats and wheel, 20-inch aluminum wheels, all-terrain tires, power seat, trailering package with brake controller, 13.4-inch infotainment with Google Maps, lane departure, lane keep assist, and more. All for only $313 a month, or lease a 2026 Chevrolet Equinox LT with Evotex leather, heated seats and wheel, power lift gate, dual zone climate control, power seat, rain sensing wipers, wireless phone charging, floor liners, and Chevy Safety Assist, and more for $358 per month. Lease courtesy demo with 2,050 miles, 2025 Chevy Blazer, LT all-wheel drive with heated seats and wheel, power lift gate, dual zone climate control, power seat, rain sensing wipers, wireless phone charging, floor liners, Chevy Safety Assist, and more. All for $412 a month. Don't wait. Take a trip to the mall, the Flannery Auto Mall. And for a limited time, GM is offering $500 bonus cash for qualifying buyers who sign up for a GM credit card. These deals are based on $2,000 down, 12,000 miles per year for a 36-month lease. Flannery Auto Mall Chevrolet. Together, let's drive.
With no particular place to go.
While shopping downtown Bad Axe, don't forget to stop by Flannery Auto Mall, Buckley Shoes, Ayers Home Furnishings, and Murphy's Bakery and Catering Connection.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour from Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes.